Yes. And we're live.
And we're live.
Good evening, everyone, whatever you're watching or whenever you're watching this. Today, Monday, the 13th of December, the year is slowly ending, equinox coming, a lot of stuff happening, energies fluctuating, sleep rhythms going up and down, crisis here and there, joy other places, interesting times. And that's why we just keep going on, Laviras and I, every Monday, no matter how tired we are or how we feel, we're just doing it. So welcome, Laviras, and today's subject is synchronicity. And I will just hand it over to you. I will just sit back and let you start now, and I'll jump in when I feel to add something. Because you chose the subject, so go ahead.
So you can relax while I'm talking. You get some energy, energize yourself. Okay, so my name is Laviras Intikana, and I am an intuitive, and I am that I am, and I am excited to be here, and I am present, and I would like to see what comes through. Earlier today or yesterday, when Lotfi, when you asked me what are we going to talk about, that's what just popped in my mind, even though we planned something else for today. Synchronicity is in forefront of my personal development. So I thought it would be good to talk about it, because that's something that is beneficial for all of us. So
an increasing number of people are experiencing it. Sometimes small things, sometimes bigger things. So I believe it's a subject that many people will be like, yeah, I want to know more about.
I just need to open the door for my cat. She wants to go out. She's calling me. Excuse me.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
I realized I didn't introduce myself. Oh, you already finished. Oh, I thought I'll take the time while you walk to the balcony and back, but okay, go ahead. Keep going.
It was next to me. Yes. Yeah, so when I heard the most interesting information about synchronicity was from Daryl Anka. Daryl Anka is channeling Bashar. And he was saying that, so Bashar is from the future. I don't know too much about Bashar, but I know that his race is a hybrid race in the future, our future. I don't know how many hundreds of years in the future, but quite a long time in the future. So he's talking through Bashar, and how is this happening? This channeling is happening because there is no future, but we just call it future. Everything is happening now, but just our mind needs to categorize it, to make it linear. So that's why this channel is possible, because it's actually a parallel reality, which we would describe it as future based on what we know, how with the time, how we evolve, because we created a time. So the way they live their life, it's how we imagine that we develop towards that, and we reach that sometimes in the future. So Bashar being a future timeline, which is happening right now, is able to talk through Daryl Anka. And So first, I listened to an interview with Daryl Anka, and in that interview, I don't know if he channeled Bashar or is this is information that he received from Bashar through his channelings. He was saying that in his civilization, everybody is living in synchronicity. Everything is happening through synchronicity. There is no planning of anything. Everybody is in the now. And every moment, everything is synchronicity. Everything, there's nothing needed to know, to plan. Everything is, every second, every moment is synchronistic. The whole...
In the here and now. Also.
Yeah, the whole planet. I think that is a big, big wow for me when I heard that. I started to be more interested in developing my synchronicity and to pay more attention to synchronicities. So for me, every time when I would feel a synchronicity and experience synchronicity, it would be like a sign that I'm in the right place at the right time, engaged in doing the right thing. And I would get very excited and feel good about myself that I am right where I'm meant to be right now. And yes, so just the other day, I purchased a game from Bashar's website, a game which is a few hundred years old in the future. In, let's say, 700 years in the future, because it's a few hundred years old for their civilization when they first got it. And now, because they are in the future to us, it's in the past for them and in the future for us. So this game, if played by maximum six people, it's meant to develop the synchronicity in the player. So this is the game their civilization played from all the times through the, I don't know how many hundreds of years, the whole population of the planet as a training to become synchronistic with each other, to fully embody as a natural state of being. So that's how they reach that that level. So that game, it's actually been downloaded by Daryl Anka. So Bashar gave it to us through Daryl. And he explained the rules. And it's not that complicated, but it's about developing your synchronicity. So it can be played with one person, but I think the ideal is between two people and six maximum. And so I purchased that game, and I'm not ready to play it because I need a dice made up of 12 sides, not six. The dice we have usually have the six. I haven't seen the one with 12. So I need to search for that online, see if it's available, or maybe even Bashar has it. And so it's about, I've got the rules, which I have to study. So there's the beginner stage, the advanced stage, the master stage, and the grandmaster stage. So the grandmaster stage, as I understood, it's really, really difficult to get there. It means every time you throw the dice, you get the numbers that you need to do certain things, one after the other. That's when you reach the grandmaster, when all the numbers, they will be the way they're meant to be, again and again, again and again, too. infinite. So that is really, really
grandmaster
level.
Being aligned, completely aligned with yourself. And
I imagine that it's more than that, because this civilization, they are aligned, but to get the grandmaster level, that is maybe a level that maybe we don't have the quality of embodiment, which probably we don't have the capacity to verbalize it. I think
it's an evolution. It took them a few hundred years, so it would be a bit arrogant to think like, oh, I can do it in 6 months. I mean, anyway, everything we learned, we learned gradually. And of course, we can learn things faster today because the vibration is rising. But I think we should not focus on reaching that highest level. We should just focus on the first level in front of us and go from there. And before we know it, we're evolving. And otherwise, we're not in synchronicity. If we're focusing like, oh, I want to reach that level all the way over there, that's level 4. Yeah, but then already we're doing the opposite of synchronicity, which is being in the here and now. And oh, there's a game, let's play it. And the game starts with level 1. So I'm at level 1 and I start playing. So basically, thinking about what's coming later is already contra to the whole purpose of the game.
I was just describing what is the game about.
I mean, but I wouldn't worry about how long it will take. Just start, you will see.
Well, you wouldn't worry for sure, because this is the basic thing that is the most basic thing about moving towards synchronicity. So that's a thing that somebody who gets to the opportunity to play this game, it's already these basic things are in natural for them. These are I think, and if somebody doesn't have that, it's just entering this game. This is what the game will be doing. We'll be teaching them. We'll get them to transform themselves. So that's the purpose, whatever they think, even if they are like that. That's what is this meant to do. As we play, it's readjusting your mind, your understanding about existence, and just being in that energy, that vibration. It's something that it's embedded in it. Yeah.
So why was the game brought back into their past? I mean, to us, being in the past.
To help us. He gave us a tool. Again, it's a game, but it's a tool. And I'm excited about it because when I was little, my parents, they used to play a game every weekend, Saturday, and they would go through the night. It's called Remy. Or
with the cards, right?
No, they were playing on the board with little...
The little plastic ones.
Yeah, plastic.
Yeah,
so there were numbers and colors.
By cards, but then they simplified it by these little plastic pieces. We call it Remy Cup, it is actually, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they were playing this, 4 of them, my mother, my father, and 2 neighbors.
So, I used to annoy people when playing. They would hate me because I had a certain tactic and they hated it because I would always kick their asses. Even the guy who taught me, I was wiping the floor with him in game number 2 or game number 3, and it was like, this is not very nice, you know. You're supposed to let the host also sometimes.
Yes, so that was so fun, you know. I don't have any games to play with friends, and so I was thinking this would be something really cool to play, but also evolve. It's not just, you know, having fun, because they were enjoying it. They were enjoying talking. They were enjoying the food they had sitting around, you know. So it was a social thing. And so it'd be nice to find people who are interested in playing this game and have nights like this.
Please send me the link so I can add it in the description. So people who watch this and are interested, then they can find it. So just send me the link from wherever you found it. I mean, either the video, it's probably the link is in the video of where he described it, or the link where you purchased it, the Amazon link.
No. This game is explained into a 4-hour transmission. So I actually bought this event. It's an event which goes for four hours. So the event is called Saibo. That's the name of the game, Saibo. So that's the name of the game. And so the whole 4 hour is like an event, which I bought a ticket to participate, to see, so I can watch it anytime I want on Bashar TV. So what I can do is, if you go to Bashar TV, so first I think you have to go to Bashar's website, which probably is Bashar.
Bashar.com.
There you'll find Bashar TV, where you can subscribe to Bashar TV. And he's got many years of events. Every event for about 10 or 11 or 12 years, they're all there. You can go and buy it. But before you buy it, you can see little trailers. So there are all his videos. He's got some, they got 5 minutes snippets from the event, or 10, so you can go and search and listen to his talks for 5 minutes. And just doing that, there are so many, there is so much information you can learn from just from doing that. But this game, I can send you the link, but would have somebody who wants to watch it has to subscribe to buy it, which is about.
No, you cannot. There's not a separate link on his website for the product itself, for the game.
I haven't looked it up yet.
Just give me the name, how it's spelled, and I'll search for it. And if I can find a direct link, I'll put it in the description for people. And then from there, I'm sure there will be a link to also all the explanations and stuff. Because a lot of people, they're not in the mood to go through a whole website with 1,000 videos to search for something. They just want the game. So I'm going to look for a link to direct them directly there. Because not everyone wants to watch all what he said. Some people really want to go to the point.
Well, I didn't say to watch all. I was going to say there you can also find...
Yeah, but we need to keep it simple for the viewers, not that they need to do all the search. That's what I mean. So I'll do the search, so to keep it simple.
Yeah, of course. That's great. So... Yeah, I just got it a couple of days ago, and I actually haven't finished listening because it's so deep information. It's not just about this particular game, but he also asks questions and answers. And I absolutely love his answers, and the questions are very interesting. There's a lot of information about timelines and past, present, and future described. And so now coming back to synchronicity, just before I was just about an hour ago before our meeting, I was just contemplating a little bit about synchronicity. And I felt like I heard something like, something like this, that synchronicity is happening all the time. We just have to be aligned to observe it. We are in synchronicity all the time. We just have to observe it. So I'm glad I remembered. It just, I feel this is a channeled message, and maybe because I'm so connected to the actual entity called Bashar, maybe he just gave me a little message about synchronicity for our meeting. So another idea I had about synchronicity is maybe to do a meditation. And that's all I have to say, unless you want to add
something. Something may come up, but let's do the meditation.
Yeah.
And see from there.
Okay. And I'm going to use some sounds, light language, to fine-tune us so we can notice the synchronicities more easily, create them, attract them. Okay. I prepare some music. I'm not sure if this will work. Maybe just in a background, I was thinking to play this music, but I'm not sure if the technology I'm going to work it well, if we can hear it, but I just want to try.
Just so, press play and I'll tell you. If I can hear it, then it's getting through the transmission.
Can you hear this?
Yes.
Is it loud?
Yeah, a little bit lower, please.
Is that good? Okay. I'll put it from the beginning. Okay. Actually, stop. I'm going to start first. Let's close our eyes. Straighten our backs if possible. A gentle smile on the face. Breathing deep down into the belly. Awareness in the spine. Expand this tube of light which goes along the spine, above the head, all the way up into the galactic center. And see it. See this beam of light dividing into 12 other beams of light which are radiating in all directions. Each one of the 12 has a different color of the rainbow. And the center one is gold. To see this opening like an umbrella, 13 rainbow colors, 12 around, and in the middle the gold column, coming back down through the top of the head, passing through the body, through the central channel, 13 rainbow lights, exit through the base of the spine, going directly into the center of the earth, where it's reaching the inner earth sun. The light is created by a core crystal, which appears like silver platinum color. And when this light is reaching, the inner earth sun is beaming out into other 12 centers inside the earth. Each center is linked to the in our sun through this ray of light. Again, different colors, 12 rainbow colors. And now intend to breathe this energy back up into your body. The rainbow lights coming up through the central channel, through the channel along the spine, and it reaches the heart, beaming out from the heart, as the heart center is platinum, clear, rainbow, opalescent sphere of light is beaming out rainbow colors, 12 in all directions. And the center is the 13. As it's beaming out 12 rays of light, these lights are going to the power centers around the earth, mountains, lakes, vortexes, all bringing energies into the heart. So feel this energy, breathe in the same time, from above, from below, from around your heart, breathing in into the heart, all this on the in-breath, from all directions, from all the centers that we're connecting. And on the out-breath, breathe it out into every cell in your body. Breathing in from all those centers into the heart, breathing out into every cell into the body. Every cell in the body is receiving this rainbow light and becomes another sphere of rainbow light with 12 other rays emanating. Every cell is connecting to a star outside. So that makes the outside, outer universe, an exact replica of it inside. Inside the body is an inner universe, exact replica of the outer universe. As above, as below, as below, as above. So as you are in this zero point and keep breathing this energy from around the rainbow light, the love into the heart, keep charging yourselves with it. So as you're going to continue doing this, I'm going to play this song, which goes for about 3.5 minutes. And I might be intuitively adding a few other sounds, codes through light language. Keep reading this rainbow light in. Into your heart.
It went in deeper and deeper.
Irakatushe Ikurapae Norekato Shakarike Paratukashana Kite Tukaraya Umbedaya Titai Shumai Tarakushi Palatura Ate. Durekatati wa masati keta. Tumera iketa yana. Slowly come back. When you really open your eyes, so that's it from me. That's all I have to say, unless there are questions.
Well, I felt that is something that I would like to add, that I feel is another way to see synchronicity and to ease your life. As I had a short chat with a friend of mine this morning, and he was telling me what he's experiencing and how tough it can be, what he's going through, because he's healing old wounds. And what worked for me for the past decade and a half is, I still can't remember who I heard saying it, but it just clicked and stuck with me. Everything is happening for a good reason. And I heard it, I felt it, I resonated with it. And so it became my focus. When something doesn't go the way I want, I start looking for, okay, what is this creating space for? Let's say something is ending, a relationship is ending, a friendship is ending, or something is not working anymore. something is breaking down. And because I started focusing on that, and also looking back at things from the past that ended, I started to realize that, yeah, oh, here's an example. Oh, there's an example. Oh, there's an example. Wow. Now I'm here, and I would never have been here if that thing wouldn't have ended. And so I kept focusing more and more on it.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of it taking a decade to see why that horrible thing happened, I mean, horrible, relatively horrible, or at that moment it felt horrible that you lose a job or a friendship ends or whatever it is, I started to reduce the time from decades to a year, 2 months, 2 weeks, 2 days, and now sometimes even minutes. And I can see, like, oh, here is an opportunity. Most of us know the expression, when one door closes, another one opens. Well, I believe when one door closes, there are multiple doors you can open. You just choose to sit and cry about the door that closed, or you can start looking around and decide which door you want to open. And it's very simple. Just look back at something that happened in your life. And generally, most people that have had a job and then it ended and they were scared of what would happen if that job would end. And then the job ended and then maybe they went through a rough period, but then they look back now like, oh, I'm so grateful I'm not working there anymore, because actually it was horrible. And now I'm in a much better place. Or, oh, I was in such a pain when my relationship ended, but now I'm so happy because I met this new person and it's wow. So this can help to actually see synchronicity from another angle. It's not just when you see your clock showing you 11:11 or 22:22, or that something stops right now and then immediately something else comes to you. Even for that, to see that, you need to have the mindset to be open to see the possibilities and don't stay stuck in what's not working anymore, because that is true synchronicity. It's going with the flow and allowing what's coming on your path to manifest, to taste it, to work with it. The easiest way is just to sit and look at things that ended in the past and how things transformed after that and where you are today. And I think that most people will realize that they are happy that the past is in the past and that they moved on with their lives, because we're wiser today than we were 5 years or 10 years ago. We have more life experience. We take things easily. Just look at adolescents. Once I was in the metro and I heard adolescents complaining about, oh, the big dramas in their lives.
Where were you?
I was in the metro years ago and I heard these teenagers, and they were complaining about things like, oh, and that ended and that broke and that happened. And I was like, wow, yes, I used to freak out about those things as well. But now I look at them like, it's a small thing. But our growth, our evolution is only possible if we allow for the new things to come. And that is also synchronicity. It's not only when things happen exactly at the same time, it's going with the flow. And when we really align with the flow, and it becomes like the wave surfing. So without the sail, just standing on the surfboard and waiting for the wave to come and then going with that wave, and you see those videos from Hawaii, that's being in the moment, and it's synchronicity at its top. Because if you're not synchronized with that wave, you end up upside down in the water and your surfboard is somewhere else when you get back up and can breathe again. But when you become one with the flow, it's amazing. That's what I start to experience more and more in my life. Doesn't mean I don't have moments where I'm upset or I'm not happy with what's happening or get confused. But this doesn't last as long as it used to. I managed to come back because of all this practice that I described, and then, okay, where am I now? What can I do now with what I have now available? And then, again, I'm in flow. So that's what I felt to share.
Thank you.
And
by
thank
the
you
way, kombucha.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, shall we promote it? Yes, we can promote it. If you don't know what kombucha is,
this is
a link from my website where I have a whole description of what is good for, how to make it, and it's relatively simple. So share your experience with us, please.
It's delicious. I make it myself, and I add different flavors to it. So I make kombucha with cherry flavor, with berry flavor, apple, cinnamon, spices. So this particular one is with apple cinnamon flavor, and it's a bit sour, sweet sour, and it's also it's got a tiny bit of alcohol. Most people don't realize there's alcohol in there because it's so little alcohol in there. But because I'm very sensitive, I get tipsy just from drinking kombucha. I get tipsy. I can feel a little bit something. There's a bit of alcohol. Yes. So, so what? Going back to the to something that came up for me that I also want to share. For me, synchronicity is how I think that I can create more synchronicity in my life is by following my highest excitement at every time and not having an expectation of a particular outcome. So that is for me something that creates synchronicity, following my excitement every time, every moment, to choose what is more exciting, what's the highest excitement, the most exciting thing that I can do now, and now, and now, and now, and now, through the whole day. And that will create a synchronistic life without expectations of the outcome.
Nice. That's very much in line with listening to your body as well.
Yeah.
When your body is telling you to rest or to eat or to drink or to move or actually is giving you signals like this thing is not good for you or this person you should interact with or you should keep a distance from. I had a conversation with a friend of mine who's actually, when she's interacting with men, her yoni is telling her through how it feels if this person is somebody she should keep talking with or no, this one is not right for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel it somewhere in my body when I see a person and I'm like, yes, or like, no. I get a certain sensation here and then I know. So yeah, it's beautiful what you're describing because it's very much linked, I feel, to what you feel in your body. And everyone has his own way of feeling. And we're so programmed to think with the mind, like what is the best thing to do now based on the past? But when you feel, and yet your soul,
what is
exciting?
What is exciting? You feel what is exciting, not just to feel this, but look for the exciting thing that you can get
the uplifting, the rising energy
engaged to do.
Yes.
And to be honest about it.
That can be a challenging one for many people because there's so much judgment on what is good and what is bad.
Not so much good or bad, but people, they can disguise something that is not really the excitement, but they just cover it up with a flavor of excitement. But they're not really, it's not real. They just make it exciting, but it's not real excitement. So that's tricky also to observe how honest we are with ourselves. So, yes.
Honesty is crucial, and it starts with ourselves indeed, and then with the outer world. Yes, like we do. We are honest about how we feel before we start the life, and then we choose to feel what's going to excite us, and then we go with that. It's basically what we're already doing, and it's fun. There's no forcing. Okay, sometimes like, no, okay, at 12 o'clock, at noon, I will be in the life. But that's the only push I need to give myself, because once I'm in the life, it's in the moment and just go with the flow. Synchronicity.
Yes, whoever is going to be seeing this talk again, they created a synchronicity. It's synchronistic. There's something that if they follow the highest excitement, they will pick it up, they will find it, and that will be probably the most effective for them. Some, they're not following their highest excitement, and they find this, then they have the recipe how to create.
Yes, they may get inspired, yes. I mean, that's the whole goal of the show, to inspire some people. By hearing, I knew this, but I forgot about it. Or like, oh, this is really interesting perspective. Let's try this. Yeah, that's the whole goal. Just to inspire. Just like we inspire each other, like we inspire our friends and they inspire us when we have conversations. I mean, deep conversations, not the superficial crap. So, thank you very much for a beautiful Monday session again. Vicky posted on Facebook that she's enjoying it, that she tuned in, she's enjoying it. It's beautiful. Thank you, Vicky. I thank everyone for watching. Please feel free to send your questions, your comments, suggestions for topics even. And we'll see each other on next Monday again. Oh, yes.
I've got something. Next week, I would like to talk about crystal skulls.
About what?
Crystal skulls.
Crystal
skulls. The original 13 crystal skulls of Atlantis.
Okay. I have no idea what you're talking about, so I'm very curious to what you're going to do next week.
Here's one. Can you see the crystal skull?
Ah, skulls. Okay, the skulls. Okay. Yes. Ah, okay. That rings a bell. Now I'm thinking about the movie I saw with
Indiana Jones. Yes, it was called the crystal skull something.
Oh, yes. You're right. The last one, I think. It was the last Indiana Jones. Anyway, good. I'm curious. So
yes.
Next Monday then. And Have a beautiful week to everyone.
Yes. Thank you. Love
Bye.
You all. Blessings.